We are now into our fourth day of the Kartik month. Have you already noticed that when you are able to focus or give your full attention to your spiritual observances or your little ceremony or whatever you do, a profound shift in consciousness takes place? I would like to speak a little bit about this. When I went out yesterday, I came to my favorite holy place, and somehow there was no disturbance. No dog, no raging bull, no any of the unpredictable things which do happen in India. Just a calm and peace, and I could enter the atmosphere. Entering, that is what is needed also when you do your spiritual activity. Entering the activity fully with your consciousness. To help you do this, I would like to offer you today something practical, a simple meditation which can help you to enter. You can do this either now, or if you are in a little difficult situation for meditation, then you can replay it in the evening when you do your Kartik ritual or just before it. Sit in a peaceful place where you can be undisturbed. Sit straight and imagine you're completely on your own. Let everything around you slowly and gently disappear. If you have any thoughts or concerns, put them on a parking place. Take a few deep breaths in and out to relax you even further. Tell yourself, I'm calm now. I'm ready to enter. To help you establish a divine connection, I will recite now an old verse. My dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I am surrendering unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service. Take a few deep breaths. You might like to end this meditation with your own words which you speak inside of you. Thank you. You're done. This simple meditation can be done in any circumstances. It can be done before you do your offering of the light, before you read, before before you chant, it will help you to enter into the presence of the Lord.